our message tonight, or their thoughts go along with the title, True Friendship. And in the era of social media, that's where we are. We're in the era of social media. It has redefined the meaning of true friendship. And what I mean by that is people are looking for a quantifiable means. In other words, they want to put numbers to them. They're always constantly looking, how many friends do I have? How many likes do I have? How many tags? How many comments on a post? So they want some quantifiable means of what true friendship is. And many times these friends come and go. How many of you have had friends that when you post something they don't like, they unfriend you? Anybody ever had that happen? I'm sure that you've had that happen. Maybe you don't want to admit it, but I'm sure many of you have. You post something and they think, I don't agree with that. Nah, I'm unfriending you. All right? I'm unfriending you. Whether, you know, they come and go based on whether they agree with what you post. I would consider those very superficial friendships, right? Very superficial friendships. And how many times have you, again, posted something they don't like and they just unfriend you? How easy is that? They just unfriend you. Anyway, I'm sure somewhere along the line you probably asked yourself, who are my true friends? Have you ever asked that question? I've asked that question before. Who are my true friends? And when we use the word love, and I'm just going to kind of digress here for a second, but when we use the word love in the English language, it is a very broad term. And what I mean by being a very broad term is people say, well, I love those chocolate chip cookies Sister Vanessa makes. Or I love a particular brand of car. I love my Toyota. Or I love this. Or I love that. It's very, very broad. We throw that word love around very, very loosely. But the Greeks, they broke down the word love into four different categories. One is storge, which means an empathy bond. And we talked about that last night, right? What is empathy? Well, empathy is seeking to understand the feelings of another. Another one was phila. That is a friendship bond. Another was eros, romantic love. And lastly, does anybody have a guess what the last one would be? I hear it, Brother Ben. Come on. Agape love. What is that? That is unconditional, God-like love. The love that God has for us. It's unconditional. And so, as our world becomes more polarized, as our world becomes more divided, we see that same spirit trying to work on the people of God. We see that same spirit. If we're not careful, we could allow that spirit to work. I mean, again, you think about all the fighting and all the things that are going on right now, the polarization between, you know, one thing or another, as far as politics are concerned, or maybe this pandemic that we're in. It is polarizing people. It is separating people. And if we're not careful, we can have these things creep right into the family of God. And that's what we are. We are a family. We are a family tonight. And as our children were growing up, and I'm supposed this was a typical home, and I'm sure that it probably happens in your home, our children fussed. They feuded. Some sided with ones against another. But we always tried to point them to the fact, or point them back to, that they are a family. And they are going to need one another someday. We always hoped that they would become best of friends. And you know, actually, you know, Sherry and I tried to cultivate that atmosphere in the home, and you know, Our children actually like one another. Believe it or not, they want to hang around with one another. I think finding Jesus helped too. They all have a relationship with God. And so, again, we always try to cultivate that atmosphere in our home. We always try to tell our children, you're going to need one another at some point in this life. And they do. They do like hanging around each other. And so, Proverbs. So I want to look at Proverbs 17, 17. This is the verse that I have been pondering on and I've been meditating on a little bit. And it says, a friend loveth at all times. That three-letter word in this verse so far is a very, very big word. And what is that word? All. The proverb writer says, a friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Another translation, this is the International Children's Bible, it says, a friend loves you all the time. A brother is always there to help you. Another translation says, friends love through all kinds of weather. Families stick together in all kinds of trouble. And so the point that we're trying to get across here is that a true friend, and this is what we're talking about tonight, a true friend is going to love us at all times. We're going to love. If we're a true friend, we're going to love at all times. Again, friends love through all kinds of weather. You know, we all go through stormy weather. We go through dry places in life. We go through those summer periods, those spring periods. You know, again, in spring, what do we usually get around here? A lot of rain, right? We get a lot of storms. We get a lot of rough weather in the spring. And we can liken that to our lives sometimes. We go through periods of life. We go through rough weather. We go through stormy times. We go through summers typically dry around here. We go through those dry places in this life. During the winter, it's cold. Sometimes we experience times where we feel the chill, you might say, of, you know, maybe situations that cause us to, you know, just feel the chill of it. True friends are going to stick with us through those times. And we're going to stick with true friends in those times. And can we be labeled as a friend that sticks with their friend through the toughest of times, through thick and thin, through those times that we had just mentioned? Proverbs 18:24 says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, but also it goes on to say, and there is a friend that stick closer than a brother. So tonight, I hate to do this, it's so pretty, but anyway, I'm going to erase this, and I want a little bit of participation from you tonight. And what I want to do is I want you to come up here to the board, and I want you to write an attribute of what you would consider to be that of a true friend. All right? What would you consider to be an attribute of a true friend? Don't all jump up at once. So I want you to put an attribute of what you would consider that of a true friend. What would be an attribute that you would consider? Just three.
Sorry.
Come on now.
Just took the one I was going to write. So now I got to think of another one.
Come on, we ought to be able to fill that board up. What would you consider to be an attribute of a true friend?
everybody down there like, don't do that. Come on. What would be something that we could put up on the board? I've got a list, but I want to see what you think. I want to see what matters to you. What are those things that you would consider that an attribute of a true friend? I'm going to have to get my binoculars out. So far we've got loyalty, caring, faithful, supportive, kindness, honest, timeless, good listener, respect, trustworthy. Those are all very, very good attributes. And even if we stopped right there, could you say that you've got those attributes? Could you consider yourself a true friend to someone? I want you to think about that tonight. Again, remember our verse that we read, and if we look at it in the International Children's Bible, a friend loves you all the time. A brother is there to help you. And so, again, we are living in a divisive world. We're living in a world that, you know, you see it all the time, where people are not loyal to one another anymore. You see loyalties change. For whatever reason, you see loyalties change. Are we caring? Are we faithful to that friend? Are we supportive? And so, again, those are all very, very good attributes. How about, are you a friend? Are you a friend that can be a friend with no strings attached? What do you think about that? Christ died for us. I want you to go about, again, we always say that we want to be more like Christ. Christ went to the cross. He died for us. It was a gift that was freely given with no strings attached. I mean, the only thing he wants is us to be a good friend, right? He wants us to be loyal to him. He wants us to be loyal to the cause of Christ. He wants us to support the work of God. I want you to think about that. Can we be a friend or a loyal friend with no strings attached? You know, I remember, and again, for whatever reason, my dad kind of operated on the premise that if I do something for you, then you'll be able to do something for me at some point in time down the road. And that's just kind of the way he worked. And again, I think that was kind of the way he was raised. But you know, when I go do something for one of my children, or when I go do something for someone else, I don't expect anything in return. I'm doing it, why? Because I want to be a help to them. So when we do things, do we go do things with the motive of helping our friend out, but at some point in time getting something in return, there's a string attached? God wants us to be, you know, I thought about this. The life of a Christian is being a servant. The life of a Christian is being a servant. It is a life that we should be giving to others with no strings attached. Another thing that I find that a true friend is not envious of their friend, right? A true friend's not envious of their friend. That could go along with being caring, being supportive, being kind, but not being envious. Sometimes when we have friends maybe get something or have something, or maybe they get it, maybe some people get more attention than others, and all of a sudden we become a little bit envious of them. Why? Because they're getting attention that maybe we would like to have. But being a true friend is not being envious of our friend. A true friend shows genuine concern. We've got that on the board. Being caring, being supportive. So tonight, what we're trying to do tonight is we're trying to instill that God wants us to be a true friend. And what is it as far as those attributes of being a true friend tonight? Now, this one might be a little bit, and again, right here, being honest. This goes right along with being honest tonight. And that is, a true friend points out some blind spots. Sometimes we can be a little blind, right? I think about driving down the road. There are places that when you're driving and you're looking, there are blind spots, right? There's a blind spot usually right here about at your doorpost, about where your seatbelt attaches. There's a blind spot. And they always tell you in driving courses, you gotta look, make sure that there's no one in your blind spot. Somebody said something.
That's what tow mirrors are for.
That's what tow mirrors are for. Well, sometimes those mirrors will fail you, especially when they're all fogged up. All right? When those mirrors are all fogged up, you better be used to looking in your blind spots. But you know, sometimes we have blind spots. Sometimes we just don't see maybe some situations clearly, or sometimes we just maybe, again, we're talking about perspective last night. We were talking about different perspectives that people have. And sometimes we need to be aware we have blind spots to certain perspectives, right? And so we have to look, sometimes in order for us to get a real clear picture of a situation, we have to have or look at things from a different perspective. And sometimes our friends will point those things out to us, right? And they can do it in such a way that it's not hurtful. Another attribute, your friend always shows up. A true friend always shows up. In other words, true friends will be there when you need them. They'll always show up in the time of need. They'll always show up when you need them, when you have those times where you just really, really need your friend. Your friend, your true friend, will listen to you, right? Your friend will listen to you. Some people, I know some people, they'll talk as long as you let them talk, right? And that, there's not a thing wrong with that. There's not a thing wrong with that. But a true friend will sit there and listen to you. Sit there and listen to you. Your friend accepts you for who you are. I want you to think about Jesus. All these things, would you consider the attributes that Jesus would have tonight? Absolutely. Absolutely. Your friend accepts you for who you are. You know, I have certain ways about me, and you all have certain ways about you. And a true friend won't try to change you, but they'll accept you for who you are. Jesus will accept you for who you are, but there are certain things that, yes, we need perfecting in our lives, right? We need to have perfected. But Jesus is patient, right? talked about that in our, you know, there's not a friend like Jesus. He's patient, tender, kind, and true. Are we patient, tender, kind, and true when there are certain attributes about our friends that we, I don't know about that. But they accept us for who we are. If you're a true friend doesn't gossip about their friends, right? Some things, if we're not careful, we're told these things in confidence, right? There are some things that we're told in confidence. Do we hang on to those things or do we share them with others? A true friend will hold those things in confidence, right? Your friend doesn't hold grudges. A true friend doesn't hold grudges. I want you to think about that tonight. If we're not careful, again, the spirit that of this age, you see a lot of people holding grudges. People holding on to hurts. People holding on to things. Holding it against them. But true friends won't hold grudges. And lastly tonight, your friend is more than just a friend you might say to, you know, just hang out with or whatever. But your friend is there through thick and thin, through those tough times, through those rough times. Can we say that we're a true friend tonight? Can you be a friend? You know, there are some that when they get into a rough place, you see all their friends forsaking them. But can we be that true friend? Just like Jesus tonight, that when we are going through those tough times, he is there to support us, to help us. I think about, you know, sometimes when we're hurt, how many have ever been on crutches before? Well, what's the purpose of crutches? Brother Alex?
Help out the other leg.
Say it again.
Help out the other leg.
To help out the other leg. To offer support, right? Because there are times when we have been in a situation where we could not put any weight on a particular limb or on let's say, one of our legs. And so what do we have the crutches for? To lend support. And how many times have our friends been hurt? Maybe they couldn't stand on their own. How many times have they needed someone to be there to give them the support that they needed? How many times have you been in a rough place where a true friend has been there to hold you up, to support you in that time of need? That's what a true friend is all about. Again, all these attributes on the board, we can say, yes, Jesus is a true friend. Why? Because he's there to help us. He's there to support us. But what about us here as far as earthly friendships are concerned? Can we say that we have those same attributes tonight? Or are there some things in our life you think, you know what? I can be a better friend. I can work on some areas in my life that I could be a better friend to those here in the youth group. You know, I think we're family. We're family, and we need to be there to support one another. Why? Because the world has nothing to offer us, young people. The world has nothing for us. And if the family of God can't be there to support us, who else do we have? Who else do we have tonight? And so think about those that have been really, really true friends to you, and I'm sure that you could probably think of some that weren't a true friend. But how can you be a true friend to that one that needs that friend, that true friend? Think about the attributes of a true friend tonight. And I appreciate, you know, I can be a better friend. There are some, you know, as I was thinking about this, there are some things that I can do better. And that's what we always should be striving for, right? Is areas in our work on areas in our life that we can do better. And so tonight, can you say that I am a true friend? First of all, am I a true friend to Jesus tonight? You know, Abraham, I believe it was Abraham that was called the friend of God. Called the friend of God. Can we be the friend of God tonight? Are we the true friend of God tonight? And then, as far as our earthly relationships are concerned, can we be considered a true friend tonight? Someone that can be relied upon no matter what we're going through, we're there to be a support, to be a help.